This podcast is brought to you by Raycon Wireless Earbuds. New year, new hobbies, and everything is better with Raycon Wireless Earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week.
We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation.
We're trying to have media, big tech, control our lives. They want to cancel our speech. They want to cancel our culture, our history, our liberty. They want to control us, the few controlling the many, like a bunch of sheep.
I'm a sheep! A hairless sheep.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in People Magazine's annual top 50 bachelors list. I actually don't know if they do it now. I think they're still technically People Magazine, but you know, who's seen a People Magazine lately? But in 2001, they had a lot of people from Massachusetts on the list. They had Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and they had a young lawyer by the name of Gary Zarola. Does that name ring a bell, Gary Zarola? I believe he was the lawyer that State Trooper Leah Gendoso's boyfriend, the gangster drug dealer, told her to go to bring some money to, because Gary Zarola was going to represent him when he went up on federal charges and he went to prison, obviously. And Leah Gendoso joined the state police after admitting that she lied under oath and committed money laundering and income tax evasion and sold drugs on the side. But anyway, this guy, Gary Zarola, you've heard of him, right, Taylor?
No, I have not.
Come on.
2001? I was 10 years old.
Yeah, but he's been arrested since he was most eligible bachelor. He's been arrested at least 3 or 4 times for rape. He was arrested again. He's been arrested today, this afternoon in Boston. He was wanted on a straight warrant out of Boston Municipal Court on charges of rape and breaking and entering in the nighttime. They'd had a bolo out on him, and they'd been looking for him. But he's faced rape charges at least 3 times, maybe more, at least 3 other times. 844-500-4242. By the way, Taylor, do you want to issue a mea culpa about your slur against the shrimp community?
Listen, as far as I knew, shrimp were a crustacean, and that was it. But apparently, I always thought shellfish was, it has to have a literal shell around it, like an oyster.
What do you think shrimp doesn't have a shell?
Scallop. They have an exoskeleton.
That's a shell to me.
That's not a
shell. If I bite into it, it's a shell. It's not an exoskeleton.
It's an exoskeleton. But it apparently is also a shellfish. So,
and you know what?
I bring dishonor upon my hometown of New Bedford.
I was trying to protect you, so I looked up on Google, is a shrimp a shellfish? And it not only told me that a shrimp was a shellfish, it told me a crustacean is a shellfish, too.
Yeah, and apparently octopus and squid are also shellfish. They literally don't have any shells of any kind, but that's what we're going with. Okay, listen to the science. This is where it gets us. Shell confusion.
Someone wants to know, do you think there are going to be more or fewer grim milestones after the inauguration? I think the texter knows the answer to that question. And another texter asks, when Joe Biden doesn't administer 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days. Will that be his fault or Trump's fault? I think we know the answer to that one, too. 781 says, I think Zarola was my OUI lawyer, operating under the influence lawyer, laughing out loud. He probably was. 844-500-4... Limerick guy says the bank robber in Concord had the wet wipe so he could launder his cash. I mean, you know, isn't that a new fact that you've learned today on the Howie Carr Show, that you can leave a fingerprint on a wet wipe? I didn't know that. Everyone raise your hand who knew that. All right.
In other news, Howie, and I'm sure this will make your heart feel like an alligator, Boston police have arrested a juvenile in connection with the arson of a Boston police vehicle on May 31st, 2020 in downtown Boston.
They have.
Do you want me to read you the Facebook post?
Yes, because I heard it was an international traveler, whatever the hell that, I think I know what that
attempting means. Attempting to board international flight in New York City. Earlier today, Boston police detectives assigned to the Suffolk County DA's office traveled to a juvenile detention center in New York to take custody of a juvenile male suspect who was wanted on an outstanding warrant stemming from the events which unfolded in downtown Boston on May 31st, 2020. At the time of his detention, the suspect was attempting to board a one-way international flight while authorities discovered the outstanding warrant.
Donde was he headed?
Does not say. Outstanding warrant had been issued out of the Juvenile Division of Boston Municipal Court on charges of delinquent, to wit, arson of a motor vehicle and inciting a riot. He had been previously placed in custody on June 11th by members of BPD Fire Investigation Unit and Framingham Police Department and was later released.
Framingham?
Suspect is expected to be arraigned in Boston Juvenile Court.
No word, though, on his immigration status.
No.
I mean, what kind of juvenile detention center is he in New York City? If he's from Massachusetts. I mean, if he lives in Massachusetts. I think it's close to, we know that it's not going to, well, let me just leave it at that. All right. 844-500-4242. 781, it was probably not a wet wipe, but a wet wipe container, that plastic cylinder. The way I'm the one who sent Grace the story. The way I read it, it was a wet wipe. I don't know what he was doing with a wet wipe, but why would you go in to rob a bank? And again, this guy was not the best bank robber in the world, obviously. But why would you go in to a bank with one of those plastic containers? I don't think so. 844-500-4. Have we heard from the mother of the international juvenile traveler / arsonist?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Thank you. All right, now try not to let what I'm about to tell you next destroy your faith in the Lincoln Project. Those are the never-Trumper Republicans, you know, who raised millions of dollars to try to defeat Republicans, and they didn't succeed in defeating anybody. In Congress, anyway. The Lincoln Project appears to have scrubbed association with its co-founder, John Weaver, after allegations that Weaver sent unwanted, uncomfortable, and sexually suggestive messages to nearly a dozen young men. Two days before he was summarily removed from the homepage, journalist Ryan Jurdusky said in a tweet that young men had sent him screenshots of predatory messages from Weaver, who used to work for the John McCain presidential campaign and then on former Ohio Governor John Kasich's presidential campaign. So he's an alleged perv, and he's a definite loser. That's not alleged. Grodowski wrote in the American Conservative Monday that a man whose identity he kept anonymous claimed he was in communication with several young men who Weaver solicited for a job and then allegedly propositioned them for sex as part of the offer. A college student claimed that, and this guy was on with Laura Ingraham last night on Fox, Grodowski. A college student told Gradusky that Weaver had called him after midnight. This is the guy who thinks Donald Trump is too immoral to be the leader of the nation. Called him after midnight and on another occasion asked the student about his height, weight, and build. Did he ask him if he liked to watch Gladiator movies? Making the student uncomfortable. When the student responded he was about average build, Weaver allegedly responded, quote, "Oh my boy, I'm certain parts of you are well above average." So, my boy was a common name that Weaver allegedly gave to more than 12 young men. A website called Forensic News reported. Reporter Roger Scott Stedman showed messages Weaver, again, he's a former aide to John McCain and John Kasich, sent to him, referring to him as my boy. This guy Weaver, the never Trumper, who's more moral and ethical than Donald Trump, sent the reporter unwanted personal messages calling him smart, clever, handsome, hot. You have it all. Forensic News reviewed messages from more than a dozen sources aged 19 to 26. One man identified as Josh P. told Forensic News that Weaver allegedly told him he could get him a job with Macron's people in France and offered to take him to the Rothschild wineries. So this is the head of the Never Trumpers, a very reputable group of anti-Trump Republicans. 619, is Mr. Weaver friends with Carlos Danger? Grace told me about this story. She said you'll love this story. How I do love it. I'm disgusted, but since it's Never Trumpers, you know, you gotta revel in other people's embarrassment and humiliation, right? Sticking to your New Year's resolution is a matter of making one right decision at a time. If you're looking to institute some healthy habits and improve your lifestyle this year, you need to check out what all of us on the Howie Carr Show Network are doing, and that's eating two Super Beet Soft Heart Chews every day.
The supply here is dwindling very fast.
Well, it's dwindled to zero here in the sunny South Florida. So it's gone. So you got more than we do. They're great, though. You just eat two a day. I don't even think I have one. Oh, I got one left. I'll get it out of the bag and then I will consume it. But I'll show it to you. It looks like it's wrapped in foil, like a piece of candy. It's quite delicious, but it's really good for you. It's good for your heart health. It's good for your circulation. It's good for your blood pressure.
We had a delicious spread here today, Howie, from Aviva Trattoria. And it was very carb heavy, and if you eat a little too much, it makes you a little sleepy. So we all took some Super Beets, and we are flying high.
That's good. So I take one in the morning when I want to fly high on my bike, and then I take one when I go before the show. This will be the last one I have till I order a new bag. But the good news is they got a special deal going. Just two Super Beets Heart Chews per day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart-healthy energy you need to chase your goals. And they're delicious, too, and they're convenient. Super Beets Heart Chews combines non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, adding Super Beets Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. And now listen to this. This is the best deal you'll ever get from Super Beets. You can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets Heart Chews plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase by going to superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's two free gifts valued at over $50. Only available at superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-5400. 42. Was Zarola also charged with impersonating a Kennedy? It just seems that way. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 30 heater. Look at it. It's beautiful, and it keeps you toasty warm all through the winter. And with the Biden administration coming in, they want to ban fracking. They're going to get rid of coal. The price of oil, all energy is going through the roof. You need a way to cut down on your heating bills. The Gen 30 heater is the answer to your question. Your prayers. It could save you up to 50% on your heating bills, and it looks good and you're in any room you put it in. Order today at EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIEDEAL to get $25 off and free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you actively seeking a replacement for Amazon?
Yes, I am.
72% say yes.
It's going to take a while, but I think I can pretty much wean myself fairly soon. All right, 844-500-4242. Are these sound cuts from the Goya CEO? Are these new sound cuts? Taylor, do you know?
Yes, they are.
Okay, this is you remember they wanted to cancel Goya because. I forget why they wanted to cancel. I just remember going into Market Basket when I was back in Massachusetts at the time and buying more Goya. And when the story first broke, I had two cans of Goya beans in my cabinet, and I immediately held them up and tweeted them out. But Goya is the family that owns it is a big supporter of President Trump, and I guess the CEO was back at the White House to say goodbye to Trump, at least at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And this is what he said about big tech and media. Cut 10.
We're trying to have media, big tech, right, control our lives, the government control our lives. And, you know, we need to not move away from God. We need to move closer to God. They want to cancel God. They want to cancel our speech. They want to cancel our culture, our history, our liberty. They want to control us, the few controlling the many, like a bunch of sheep.
Man, he's good. I'm going to buy some more Goya tomorrow at the Publix. Cut 11.
Unfortunately, to shut down this economy, the worst thing we can do is shut down our economy, kill our spirit. You know, we need a reason to get up in the morning. God, family, work.
So true. So true. This has been such a blow to the country's spirit and to the economy and even to little kids, you know, who haven't been able to go to school for a year almost. And now, I mean, how more cynical can the Democrats be in these states? You know, now that Trump is leaving office, they're going to reopen the economies. Not all of them. Again, like someone just texted me and said, "I wish I lived in in Michigan." She's Gretchen Whitmer is going to keep the state shut down until at least February 1st. Charlie Parker says he's going to keep the state of Massachusetts shut down at least till or most of the state. You know, 25% capacity till January 24th. So I guess this is how we're now separating the true believers. I mean, the people who were just in it to get Biden elected. And I thought it was going to end right after the election. But obviously they were worried about the recounts and the electoral judicial challenges. So they kept everything locked down. But now, you know, how can all these states, whether it's Minnesota, New York, Virginia, Chicago, in Illinois, how can all these jurisdictions suddenly decide after, it seems like just 24, 48 hours ago, all of these media outlets in these places were full of stories about spiking and surging and record numbers of people testing positive. Now they're just saying, you know what? Testing positive really doesn't mean anything, as everybody who studied it for more than 10 minutes knew. But so now Joe Biden cured everything. We're all back at work now that Joe Biden's president. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And I was just trying to see if they had put together this, put to death, Dustin John Higgs. He's the Maryland man who's about to be executed, maybe about to be executed for murdering three women in 1996. And they've got a petitions to spare his life. He tried to seduce one of the women. There was like a triple date going on. And according to the U.S. Department of Justice, one of the dead women, Tanji Jackson, who was 21 at the time, rebuffed an advance by Higgs, and the three women left. Higgs offered the women a ride back to Washington, D.C., where they lived, but instead drove to a secluded area in the Patuxent National Wildlife Refuge, ordered the women out of the vehicle, gave a gun to one of his friends, and said, "Better make sure they're dead." And this other guy shot the three of them. He's doing life now. But one of the petitions, which has 1.5 million signatures on it, 1.5 million signatures saying, "Don't kill this guy who killed three women." It says he's only an accomplice. An accomplice. He ordered the murders. He gave him the gun. He took him to where to be killed. I don't think he's an accomplice. And so the headline in the Baltimore Sun, which is, of course, a leftist rag. Amid pandemic and Trump's final chaotic days, a Maryland man with COVID-19 fights his upcoming federal execution. Could any of the victims be reached for a comment? Tamika Black, Tanji Jackson, and Mishan Chen. Could any of them be reached for comment? I guess they're not suffering from COVID-19. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I want to spend the last segment or two, or half of a segment, one and a half segments, whatever's left, talking about a contest this weekend, and I don't mean the NFL playoffs on Saturday and Sunday. I'm talking about Mass Millions and Powerball. Have you looked at the jackpots? Mass Millions is now at $750 million. Powerball is at $640 million. Now, I know Grace did this earlier, but I've often done it in the past, so I'm not stealing it from her. She was stealing it from me. I'm just going to ask you, what would you do with that kind of money? Do you have any plans? Would you have any plans? And I wouldn't get your hopes up, because the odds are I'm winning, or the mailroom manager is winning, because she buys the tickets. She's luckier than me when it comes to this kind of stuff. So she's got a bunch of tickets. I don't know whether they're Mass Millions or Powerball. Probably both.
Can you buy Mass Millions in Florida?
Mega Millions. Excuse me. Mega Millions. I'm sorry.
You're getting Mass Cash confused with it.
Yes. Mega Millions and Mega Millions is at $750 million, and Powerball is at $640 million. So what would you do? Just call in. You could text me at text Howie to 63566, or you can call 844-500-4242. I always used to say I wouldn't retire. I don't say that anymore. I think, though, that I used to also say that I wouldn't tell anybody until I could escape. You know, I would set it up. I would just start making my plans, and I would hire some high powered lawyer who could set it up so I wouldn't have to so I could vanish basically. I'd like to just get lost. But now I think I'm down here in Florida. I could get lost pretty easily down here as a Florida man. And you know, the thing is, I wonder would I ever go back to Massachusetts if I won, you know, after taxes, let's just say $300 million. Would you leave? How soon would you leave New England? I don't know. 844-500-4242. So I'm going to ask the question, what would you do if you won one of these big jackpots that are on the table this weekend? 844-500-4242. What would you do, Taylor?
I would move the family to either someplace warm or someplace very rural, like Montana, like I talk about on our loop. I like the seclusion. I don't like being bothered. I don't have much use for $1 billion. I can think of some fun things to do, obviously, but I don't think any one person needs all that money. I'd probably give a lot of it away.
You would? Really?
Yeah.
That would be a good philanthropy. Do you believe Taylor would give away his money?
What am I going to do with $1 billion?
What is it? Who are you going to give it? What are the people you give it away? What are they going to do with it, Taylor?
Put it to better use than I could.
No one could put the money to better use than me.
What are you going to do? Buy an island and you're going to have to pay real estate taxes on that the rest of your life? You're going to spend most of your money on an
You know what?
If
I got $1 billion, let's just say $300 million. Let's just make it real, real basic stuff and probably lowballing it. If I had $300 million, do you think I'm worried about taxes?
You should be.
Real estate taxes?
You'd get
real
killed.
Estate taxes?
Absolutely.
No, I'm not. 844-500-4242. David.
Buy the Washington football team or something. Rename them the Redskins.
I don't think $300 million wouldn't be enough. I mean, I think just about every NFL team is worth over $1 billion. I don't think you could. Why would I want a football team? I mean, I don't even want a luxury box.
Maybe start your own football league with Trump again. See if that works out.
You know, Trump almost bought the Buffalo Bills. He was in the running when that team was sold way back when Ralph Wilson, the original owner, died, I think.
You can have the New Jersey Orange Men bad.
Yeah. That's going to be the best game of the weekend, by the way, the Bills and the Ravens, I think. That should be really an interesting game. Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. What would you do with the $300 million?
I'd give it all to charity.
Come on.
The Mardi Gras.
You go to the Mardi Gras. All right, Quint. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David. What would you do with the $300 million or $400 million, well, whatever it is?
Howie, I would do what everybody always says. You help family, you give to charity and all that. We'd all do that. I have a question, though. What do you do with $300 million? You can't just go to your local bank and deposit it. What do you do? Any financial people out there have an answer for that?
I think you would have to, with $300 million on the table, wouldn't you have to bring in several different financial planners to just, and it kind of like a going out for bids on a addition to your house or something like that, right?
Well, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan up here in Vermont. There's lots of us, believe it or not. And I can't buy the Cowboys for that. I'd like to, but because they stink every year. But other than that, I would, just hire a financial advisor and personal assistant. I don't know what you do with that. You tell me. You're rich.
I'm not that rich. You know what? If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, David, I would suggest you go down and see one of those games. Those games are pretty damn impressive. I went last year. My daughter has tickets sometimes because she works for a guy that's got a lot of season tickets down there. That stadium is amazing. It's a lot of fun. You'd love it.
Put it this way. Howie's not too rich to not be buying Powerball tickets.
That's true. Come on. $300 million? Wow. 603 says if you flew over Massachusetts, they would tax your winnings. Let me tell you something. I guarantee you when the millionaires tax passed, I would never set foot. Because I think he's right. If they found that you had paid a toll in Massachusetts, they would send you a tax bill. Think about that. Charlie Parker is taxing people who haven't been in the state since this panic started. They're working out of their houses in New Hampshire, or Rhode Island, or Maine, or Vermont, New York, and Connecticut, and he's still charging them if they work for a Massachusetts company. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242, 617. Mass lets a lawyer claim it. The winner stays anonymous. I don't think that's true. I thought it said on the back of the card. I looked it up one time. It said, part of the deal is you have to come forward and be identified.
You can put it into a trust and have a lawyer represent the trust.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think somebody at one time said they were, people were complaining they wanted to see who won it, and the treasurer was not telling anybody. 844-500-4242-617. I would donate some to the Trump Defense Fund. I think he's got a lot of money in there. I don't think he really needs the money at this point. Session, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Session.
Hey, I would also like to become a part owner of a basketball or a football team. But can I say something politics and on politics?
Sure, go ahead.
Howie? Okay. Remember, Facebook and Twitter banned Trump, right?
Yeah.
And the people, the loony left said, oh, they are private companies. They can do whatever they want. Remember that guy, the baker in Colorado? He refused to bake cake because of an objection.
Right, right. He was a Christian baker, and he didn't want to bake it for a gay wedding because he said he didn't believe in gay weddings.
Yeah, he was a private business too. How come, they hauled him over the coals, right?
Session, how dare you ask a rational question? Do you think the courts are on the level? That's the whole problem. That was the whole problem with all those challenges to the election. The courts aren't on the levels. Thanks for the call, Session. 781. I would disconnect all my phones, throw away my computers, get a lawyer, and move the hell out of this crappy state. He's from Massachusetts, obviously. I wouldn't throw away my computers. My computers provide me with a lot of entertainment. I would get a second condo in my building so that I would have a place for the kids to come when they come for Christmas.
You just buy your own building.
I don't want the responsibility, Taylor. I like the fact that that I can go down. Someone else cleans the pool and I don't have to worry about that.
When you buy a building, you don't have to go out and clean the pool. You hire somebody to do that.
Yeah,
unless
I don't
you're
want
that
to have
cheap
to hire.
Of a bastard.
I don't want to have to hire someone. I've got $300 million. I don't want to, talk to people and interview job applicants. I just want
to,
go down to
that.
The pool and enjoy it.
Oh, boy. You want to be rich, but you don't want anything that goes along with it except the money.
Yes.
There's work rich.
In a word, yes.
Ask Ernie Bach Jr. How much work it is to be a billionaire.
I want to have fun like he had on Wednesday night, just driving around handing out piles of cash.
I'm sure he has a great deal of fun, but how many people are trying to talk to him every single day? A lot of work that goes into being rich.
No, I don't. It's only as much work as you want it to be, Taylor. And I would say not so much work for me. 844-500-4242. Someone says to win, you must agree to promotional advertising. That's the way I read the back of the last card that I bought in Massachusetts. But I don't know. Maybe you can go with the trust fund. Hit refresh on your dinner routine in 2021 with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited time New Year's sale and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Of course, if you win Mega Millions or Powerball, you could hire your own personal chef, but perhaps you're not going to win. Perhaps I'm going to win. And in that case, if you want to vary your menu a little bit and eat healthy and get a change of pace and just not have to worry about going to the grocery store, HelloFresh is the answer. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients, sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door, contact-free. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, save time so you have more time to spend with your loved ones. You don't have to worry about a mask, and you don't have to worry about running into any Karens at the supermarket. It's so easy. Go with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box during HelloFresh's New Year sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code 10. Use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
If I win, when I win, I'll be back Monday to say goodbye to everybody. Just kidding. All right. 844-500-4242. Farmer John says he'd become a huge advertiser on the Howie Carr Show. Watch out, Bob Maines from Matthews Brothers. Officer Mark says, if I win, I think I might, you might think I bought a dairy farm because my face will be on all the milk cartons. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Howie. Long time, bunch of times, been a while.
Thank you.
I know, if you won, you'd give 2 weeks' notice, right? If you don't notice I've been gone for the next 2 weeks, better check your radio. If I won it, I would rent myself a private jet, much better than the flying squirrel, and I'd probably go to Tahiti for at least a month.
Yeah.
To try
the
to
mail, the mailroom manager said she would buy a private jet, but I'm with you. What's the need to buy a private jet? Again, this, if you buy a private jet, then you have employees. What do you need that hassle for? Just rent a jet.
Exactly. Tell her to look into all the expenses of jets. They're very, very expensive. So,
right. No, I agree. But it would be nice to fly private, not have to go through the airports. And now it's even more infuriating when you have the contact trace. They're like harpies. Have you come from a state that has infections? Charlie Parker. And you don't get the, hey, welcome to Massachusetts, you know, home of the world champion Red Sox and Patriots. Not that they're world champions anymore. But it's all, Achtung, this is Charlie Parker. You must obey the regulations here in the Fourth Reich.
Your papers, please.
Who needs that? Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I would take that money, Howie, and I would financially take care of every person who had just gotten fired from their jobs for attending the Trump rally and any business that has been affected by these,
lockdowns?
Even know the right word.
Lockdowns.
Yes.
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 I don't know if $300 million is enough for either of those worthy goals that you'd like to do, Bob, but it's a good start. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Mike.
Yeah, I'd set up the Howie Carr Business Recovery Foundation. Do like the Clintons did, only actually do something good. Set up a foundation so you can't get taxed. I'll pay myself a nice salary. You can come on my rented jet. There's an old saying, if it floats or flies, rent it.
I don't know if I want to be on somebody else's private jet. You know, a lot of people got into trouble taking a ride from Jeffrey Epstein, if you know what I mean. All right, have a good weekend, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.